Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, they got an exciting call coming up in a few seconds here. They got James Pruden. We're going to have Holton Bugs on this morning, and I know he's going to fire the place up. Remember, he made director. Those of us in YTB know what that means. He made director in 43 days. Okay, let me go ahead and bring up the call, y'all.
The Jet Set 24-hour hotline. Start there and press 4. And make sure you have done all of those steps to help you get a check within the next week. Also, I want to remind everybody that tonight there will not be a regular business opportunity as we usually do on Wednesday night on the company line. I believe that Coach Tomer will be addressing the entire company on the company line at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. And you've got the line, you've got the number, right, to the YTV conference call line. In case you don't, here's the number, 641-594-7505. If you have an alarm on your cell phone, I would highly suggest that you put this on your alarm so that you don't miss this call tonight. It's not often that Coach Tomer will address the entire company, so I would think this is going to be extra important. So make sure to set your alarm for like 8:27 or 9:27 if you're on the East Coast, and make sure and dial in so you can hear it firsthand tonight. But now if you have a Spanish-speaking guest tonight, well, they can still get on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have a great business presentation done in Spanish by our Spanish director, Fabian Martinez, and our multiple $10,000 dream bonus earner, Noah and Linda Matos. That's going to be tonight on this line, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Grab a couple of Spanish-speaking friends and have them listen to the call tonight. As I mentioned, we are blitzing all the way to convention, golly, which is less than 2 weeks. We're going to be there August 6th through the 10th. We're going to be in St. Louis at the YTB National Convention. It is a must. You must go. You must find a way to get there. And we want to have everyone register, pre-register at least. Remember that brand new people, all those people that came in the business just last night, you guys can still go to the convention. You get that still reduced rate, so it's a great, great, great reason for you to go. You want to go to your back office. You want to look under where it's got the registration for a convention. You also want to register for the YTB University classes that'll take place on Wednesday and Thursday. Outstanding instruction and inspiration. So make sure and go through those and choose several of your classes. You will certainly be glad that you did. Also, on everyone on this line, make sure that you have reserved Friday night, August 8th, at the YTB convention. We will have our Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. That's going to be Friday night, August 8th, about 9 p.m. We're going to do that in one of the YTB University classes. I'll come back to you and tell you which class number we're going to be. But for now, go ahead and reserve that time. Now, as I mentioned, we are uplifting to convention, and we've got a couple of events going on this weekend. So let me start. I got to talk slow. So if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, yes, James Pruitt will be there tonight. He's going to be appearing with Melissa Boston at their Atlanta Travel Training Center. That address is 4470 Chamblee Dunwoody Road. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. And I believe that's off of I-285 and exit number 30. That's going to happen tonight at 6:15 p.m. is when the festivities get started. So if you are in the Atlanta area tonight, please grab a couple of friends and come on over to the Atlanta Travel Training Center at 4470 Chamblee, Dunwoody Road in Atlanta, Georgia. And there'll be a great event tonight where you can also hear about a presentation, hear the presentation, as well as get trained as well. And if you're in Dallas, Texas, or even in the area, tomorrow night we're going to have sixth level director, Circle of Champions, Rick Ricketts, right here in Dallas, Texas. He's going to be appearing at James and Marcia Pruitt's normal Thursday night meeting. We do our meeting at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's at 800 North Main Street in Duncanville, Texas, and we always get started about 7:15 p.m. So I invite you to grab a couple of friends and come on out. We've got a blockbuster events going on this weekend, starting with Rick Ricketts coming out on Thursday night. And then, as everyone knows, we've got Rick Ricketts here on Saturday in Dallas, Texas, for a wonderful training and business building event in the morning. We've got our Harvest is Plenty Fun all afternoon, and we'll talk more about that. I believe it's time to bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. Now, he's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all on this call appreciate the most is how he helps us. Helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Wednesday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to you out there. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning, President's Club Ring Wearers. Good morning, Directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. You know, Marcia, I am still tingling and so excited about the upcoming Harvest is Plentithon. And, yes, everybody on this line could feel your smile coming through the phone. Now, if you're listening, I'm talking about the Harvest is Plentithon. This is the second one that we've done. The first was such a smashing success. Let me explain. It's kind of like the G.A. Lewis telethon, where for four straight nonstop hours from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, or that's Central Time, or 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, which is Eastern Time, but there will be presentation after testimony, and really, really the best of the best will be on this call. So perfect time for you to reach out and have one, two, a couple of different friends in this state, a couple from that state, to tap into this line, and they will be exposed to this incredible company, this incredible business. And, folks, it is an excellent, excellent way for the word that you share, for your business and your prospects to just penetrate all across the nation, because let me tell you, nothing reaches out like that telephone line. Anybody can just listen. So make sure that you have your hottest friends, the sharpest folks you know on this line. If you don't have the number in front of you, it's 212-461-5800, but it's the number you just called, 212-461-5800. The PIN number is the same, 77,000, followed by the pound sign, 2 o'clock sharp Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Get as many folks as you can. Have your teammates get as many folks as you can. Tell everybody you know to get them. And then call one more person. Get them on. Explode your business. Walk into that convention with momentum, ladies and gentlemen. See, it's not a matter of if you're going to win, if you're going to succeed. It's a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. We have to be conscious of our own personal deserve level. Think about that. All of us are programmed that we deserve a certain amount of income. And it's based usually on what we've earned in the past. We've got to get our thinking up. We've got to get our deserve level up. We've got to not be afraid of the labor, of the work. Remember the success formula, folks. You're going to dream first, then believe, then comes the work, then comes the struggle, then comes the labor, then you succeed, then you win. Dream, believe, work. Sometimes it's a struggle. Then you succeed and you win. But don't forget about that labor process. I know you got to push some time and breathe and push some time, but you just keep pushing. I know it gets tough, but ladies and gentlemen, God will always deliver what you truly want bad enough and seek for. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to pause this morning. We have an absolutely power-packed call. I'm going to bring on my partner of success. You know him. Everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He is a third-level director and a multiple President's Club ring wearer. Folks, he's a big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the call, Mr. Roland Torres. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what a great way to start the call. And James, I expect to be successful. I expect to get a multiple $10,000 bonus. I expect to get a $50,000. I expect to get $100,000. I expect to get $250,000. I expect it. And James, when you expect some things just happen, James, how you doing, good looking?
Oh, I'm doing good this morning, Roland. We have an extra special treat. Before I move on, I just want to say, if you're listening, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Roland, we just got to continue to do what we're doing and keep on doing what we're doing and keep smiling, keep believing, keep asking, keep praying, keep seeking the source of all wealth, the source of all true power. I really believe the greatest journey in the world, folks, begins on your knees. That's when you stand tallest. And, Roland, you said, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to bring on a very, very special guest. Yes, he's a friend, but let me tell you a little bit more about him. He is an industry icon in the industry, folks. And listen to this. Boy, he's not only good-looking, but he's young. He's a national director. When I say young, I mean way younger than me, a national director. He wears the ring, folks. And let me tell you, that is an accomplishment within itself to wear that ring. But listen to this. He did it in 43 days after joining YTB. Now, he just like to be known for that. But that still is not a bad thing to be known for. Becoming director in 43 days, I'll never forget the time we spent together there in Houston. He invited me down just to spend a little time and be there and meet and see. And, boy, I had just a wonderful, wonderful time. I'll never forget the lifestyle that this industry produces, the success this gentleman's been able to have. He's been featured in Billionaire Magazine, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. He has a beautiful, beautiful Bentley, a gorgeous Maserati, a wonderful Hummer. Hey, I don't have a Bentley. I don't have a Maserati. I do have a Hummer. But, man, let me tell you something. It's good to see and surround yourself with friends like this. What a mentor. What a giant. What a champion. We're glad to have on the call, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Holton Buggs. Holton, good morning to you.
Man, good morning. Good morning, man. I'm so excited. You know, I heard you say a whole lot of words this morning, but the only one that I remember was when you said good looking. So that sounded real good to me, man. I appreciate it.
Man, we're glad to have you on the call this morning, Holton. You know, you told me you told me when we first got to know one another. You said, James, I've been doing this for a long time, a lot longer than people think I've been doing this. I've been doing this for a while, and I remember when I first got started, I did not earn a lot of money. It wasn't until a little later on, and it started to really, really pour in. Now, Holton, what I'd like to do is just, could you just, for 60 seconds or so, just kind of tell your story, bring people up to where you are. But what I want you to talk about, if you don't mind, is just share with the people on this call who are brand new to the business, or who are power team leaders, and or who are coaches corner, or even directors or bonus earners. How do you think, what do you think is important for everyone to get to that next level? Just kind of bring us up to speed, if you don't mind.
Well, absolutely, James. You know, first of all, man, it's a privilege and an honor to be on this call. And, yeah, I have been doing network marketing for a while. You know, it's been now, I think, about 17 years that I've entered the industry of network marketing. I'll really say I've got about 9 years of experience, because my first 8 years, I basically had 1 year, but I repeated that 1 year 8 different times. And so many people have done the exact same thing. They think longevity is going to bring income, and it does it. Results is what brings income. I got involved in the industry right in college. I was excited. I knew for a fact that this is what I was going to do. I went to school to be an engineer, but I didn't see engineers making the type of money and having the lifestyle of freedom that I saw in network marketing. I never gave up on my dream at all. I was involved in a company. I won't say the name of the company, but its initials are AMWAY. But I'm so thankful for all the training that I got while I was there. And I started a company right out of college. I was started my own furniture company. Was doing pretty well. Some things changed in the economy in Indonesia while I was importing furniture. And, you know, James, about 8 years ago, I was $250,000 in debt. I was 45 days away from foreclosure. That just came and repossessed my car. Back then, I had two cars. I had a Lexus and I had a Hoopty. And they repossessed the Lexus, left me with my success mobile. It was a 1993 Eagle Talon. It was two-tone, green and rust, but it was real rust. And so that's why I got my start. I didn't start at the top, but I knew for a fact that I was going to make it to the top. Didn't know how, and how wasn't so important, but I knew for a fact that I would. And just in a short, and I'll give it back to you, but just in a short message, what I did is I believed bigger than my competition. I won't say my competition. I believe bigger than anybody else who was going to be at the event. I believe bigger than anybody else who was at the training. I believe bigger than anybody else who was strapped, putting on their bootstraps in the morning saying, I'm going out there showing a plan. See, there was nobody out there who believed bigger than me. And my belief carried me on to so that I could find out the know-how. We'll talk about those things as well, but my belief carried me, and that's the very first thing, James. They have got to believe. I hope I didn't lose you there, James. Did I?
No, I'm here. I apologize. I'm sorry. Say again. I broke up just a little bit.
I was, basically saying that, it was my belief. It was my belief that carried me on, my belief that that actually took me from where I was to at least putting me in the atmosphere where I was ready for the knowledge. Many of us want to know how right now. We want to, if somebody gave us the manual, we say we'd actually go out there and do it. And I've seen people, including myself, go to training after training after training after training after training. And what I call is we're very educated network marketers with no belief. And so it was my belief. That was really the catalyst that took me from a non-producer and 7 years in network marketing. I had never made over $5,000 total, not in 1 year. I'm saying $5,000 in 7 years. I averaged less than $1,000 a year. I never had a group of more than 50 people. And James, all 50 weren't even in at the same time. The most people I ever had at a convention was 9 people at a convention. And, boy, I jumped up and down. I was so excited. And as a matter of fact, I never forget, my upline gave me the microphone at a training because I had celebrated major success. And I thought that was huge. I thought that that was big. But what happened was I was around a lot of small believers. So my belief lid was low. And when I got around people such as the Pruitts, I got around people such as Roland Arturis and the Craig Sweets and many of these other type of people such as yourself, that's when it started to happen for me. So your group is very fortunate to have you come on and commit, you and Marcia and all of the rest of the gang, to commit to this call and give them the goods every single morning. I can tell you right now, James, I know you don't want to say it, Marcia don't want to say it, but I can tell you right now, most of them are probably taking this call for granted, and that's because they get it every single day.
Wow, that's something that is kind of different. I congratulate you on becoming director in 43 days, and what a tremendous feat that had to be. And you said, James, I just don't want to be known for that. Yeah, it happened, but, I'm more than just 43 days. Tell us what you mean by that.
And I tell people that, from the day that I actually signed my declaration of independence with YTB, which was December 1st of 2007. And it was 43 days from the time that we actually qualified director. But I never got involved in this business to go director. And I don't mean that to sound egotistical. I got involved in this business to be the best that I could be. It just happens that while I was performing the best that I could, it was 43 days before the structure came in place for me to become a director. But see, this started 17 years ago, okay? And so it took me 17 years and 43 days to become a director.
I got you, man. I got you. Roland, we got Holton Bugs on the line. Do you have any questions, comments, or anything for Holton?
Wow, man, I'm just so excited, man. Holton, thanks for being on the call this morning, man. And you have established a great name for yourself in the industry, and you're an icon in network marketing. And every company basically wants you. I know your phone call rings, now and then. So, people say, man, come over. You're the top guy. You have crazy income. Your lifestyles is what people dream of. But I want to ask you one question. This question I've also asked Craig Sweet. Why YTB? What did it for YTB to make you just switch over to YTB? What was it?
Man, that is a great question. Roland, as I actually did some evaluation, I had a very comfortable lifestyle. And I'll be honest with you, I don't take our success so seriously. I mean, to me, I'm just excited about it. I put on my pants just like everybody else. I do the same thing just like everybody else. The only challenges that my wife and I don't have is lack of money challenges. But one of the things that we were looking at, I was in the company. We're doing $80,000 to $100,000+ a month every single month in my company. And most people look at that and say, man, if I had that type of money, I'd just sit around and I'd be done. Well, it's probably The reason you don't have it is because you have that mindset. Well, see, a champion always wants to win. A champion always wants to get to the next level. You know, people look, well, why does Brett Favre want to come back? He already has a Super Bowl ring. He already has been the MVP. He already has more yards than anybody else. Well, see, it's the champion that's in him that says, I can do it one more time. I can go out there and get this thing one more game. And see, that was the same thing in me. And what would happen is I saw where I was in my company. I was very appreciative for the income and for the platform that the company had built. But, you know, they had a lid. And I'm too young to sit around and only make $100,000 a month for the rest of my life. You know, just imagine. You know, I know parents, you know, we always get on our kids. We look at our kids and as they go through school and they, you know, go from first grade to second grade. And sometimes, you know, we may have a kid that go to first grade and go back to first grade or second grade back to second grade. And we look at them and we get disappointed. You know, we ask them, well, why is it that you didn't get promoted? Why is it that you didn't advance? Because we expect them to go from first grade to second grade, third grade. And so we take a look at those report cards that we give our kids. But you know what? What I want to do right now is this. I want to ask everybody on this phone, what if your kids gave you a report card? See, what if it was time for you to come and say, here is my progress report. See, I've been in YTB for 2 years, and I'm still just a power team leader. And what if the kids looked at you and said, well, you know, Daddy, Mommy, why haven't you moved on? Why haven't you been promoted? Are you going to stay in the third grade forever? And so that's the way I looked at it. And see, my company was the lid that they had there was going to allow me to stay at $100,000 a month for the remainder of my life. And no matter how much money that is, Roland, you're going to always feel like you are not progressing on. And I can tell you, happiness and success does not come from the money. It comes from the pursuit of a worthwhile goal or dream. And when you feel like you have already reached the dream and you can't do anymore, then what happens is, see, when you're not right, when you're right, you start to rot. And so for me, it's all about growth. It's all about intensity and purpose. And when I looked at YTB, first thing I saw was there was not a leadership lid from an integrity standpoint with Coach. And that was my first read. I didn't care about the I cared about the comp plan. I did. I'm not going to say I didn't. But the first thing I was looking for was, number one, leaders that I could follow, people that I could follow in life. See, I knew how to build network marketing. That's something I can do in my sleep. But what I was looking for was somewhere that I could lay my hat, that I knew for a fact that if something ever happened to me, that my kid, my family, my wife, everybody will be taken care of and nobody will want to take what I've actually built. And so when I looked around, I eliminated certain companies just because I knew for a fact they didn't have the best interests in mind of their RTAs or of their reps. And so the reputation that Coach had, you know, I came to YTB when YTB was going through some challenges. People looked at me and said, Holton, you crazy. Why would you go to a ship that's got a lot of smoke on it? Okay. I said, well, just because there's smoke doesn't necessarily mean that there's fire. And I said, man, you know, if YTB is getting this much attention, that means that they're doing something right. See, well, I've got a mindset. My mindset is I observe the masses and I do the opposite. Because see, when you start doing everything that everybody else is doing, that means you're doing something wrong. And so I looked at something and what people called a challenge, and what I saw was an opportunity. I saw an opportunity for me to come and bring my gifts and talents. And our goal when we came to YTB, Roland, we wanted to make more deposits and YTB than we will ever make withdrawals. And so that's why I'm on this call right now, because when I look at James Pruitt, this is a brother of mine, and I want to give to his organization as much as I can. You know why? Because I already know the big man upstairs is going to say, hey, you've been giving over here to James. You've been giving over here to Roland. You've been giving over here to Craig. You've been giving over here to Donald Bradley. You've been giving over here to Melissa Boston. You know, it's time for me to sprinkle a little something on you. And so that's why I came to YTB. It was really the integrity of Coach, the integrity of the company, and then also they had a pay plan where I could not max out. I can progress from first to second, third grade every single year. So I appreciate that question, Roland.
That was a very, very good question, Holton. We all know the importance of being at the event. We all know the importance of being at the YTB convention. But, well, Holton, we're creating history here. What we're doing has never been done. And oftentimes when you're forging a new way, breaking into new ground, people raise their eyebrows. over there? What are they doing over there? But, you know, what they're doing is creating history, and everybody else is following. You know, Holton, we've got so many different levels of people on this call. Before we talk about the convention, I want to make sure we do that. But what do you think are some of the key ingredients a person needs to do immediately, like today? What are the key ingredients that a person needs to do to immediately produce some income? Because in this plan, in this company, we get paid next week for what we do this week. So we've got an opportunity here to put some money in our pocket and walk into that convention with a fat stack, you know. So what should we do? What should the people in this call do immediately to begin to produce some instant results?
You know, the thing that I would do, the very first thing is this. First of all, get mad. You say, well, what do you mean get mad? Make a decision. Get mad. Make a decision. M-A-D. Make a decision that today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today is the very first day of your YTV business. See, I read a book by John Maxwell called Today Matters. And in that book, what John Maxwell talks about is he talks about when you start making a decision, he says, what happened? You should never have to come back and make another decision. You've already made it once. You just should manage that decision every single day. So today, make your decision and then get busy. I can tell you right now, see James, I've got people in my organization, since I've been in this industry and I've built organizations, and I've got people who whine, people who complain, and oh, this and oh, that and oh, this and oh, that. But I can tell you this. See, there's no challenge in network marketing that sponsoring 12 new people can't cure. What should you do today? Make a decision, get out there, and put in 12 new personally sponsored legs. I can tell you this, if you get busy personally sponsoring, you can't see the problems. You can't see the challenges. You can't see the issues. You need to get yourself prepared. We're going into a marathon coming out of convention. And I can tell you this, see, when they blow the whistle, they shoot the gun off, but if you hadn't been running laps, if you hadn't been out there training, if you hadn't been on the treadmill, if you hadn't been eating right, if you hadn't been nurturing yourself the right way, getting your mind right, then what's going to happen is, you guess what, you're going to fall out of the race. You got to get yourself in shape. And the only way you get yourself in shape is by practice. Well, how do you practice YTV? You go out there and you show the plan every day, not every other day. Every day, have the Walmart mentality. How often is Walmart closed? Never. Why do you think they're the largest corporation in the world? They give more opportunities for people to buy. Open your YTV store every single day. Show the plan every single day. Have something that you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I'm proud of me today for what I did today. See, only it's every day. It doesn't have to be something huge. You don't have to go out and sponsor the big network marketer today. Just go out and sponsor your neighbor. Just go out there and do something every single day. So what should they be doing today, James? They should make a decision. Make a decision also to go out and personally sponsor 12 new people. Build themselves a new foundation so that when we blow the whistle, when coach hits the shoots the starter gun, that they have already been practicing, and now they can go ahead and run their race.
Man, let me tell you something. We got the best of the best on this call. You know, we've got people who are already good, just want to be great. You know, we got beginners, we got new folks, but Holton, we all have heard it time and time again how it's so important to be at the big event. And you talked to me, you said, man, you know, when I'm at an event, anybody that's talking, earning more than me, I'm listening. You know, and you know where to find me at the event? Look on the front row. That's where you'll be. You know, how important is it to be at this particular convention right that's coming up? And how important is it to grab everybody you can and get them there? When you look back at downlines of those that went to the actual big event and went to the convention and those that didn't, there's an obvious difference in the production and results of that. Speak about that a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, James, you know, these events are absolutely phenomenal. And I have never been to a YTV event. The biggest event that I went to was the birthday bash last year when we just got started in YTV. But I can tell you this. See, every major decision to build a real big business and network marketing is always made at an event. See, this business is an emotional business. People buy with emotion, but they justify with logic. See, you're going to have to buy a reason to go out there and become a director, buy a reason to become a Coach's Corner member, buy a reason to become a level 2, a $10,000 bonus, or a level 3 or whatever it is, and you want to be around where all the infectious spirits and the infectious attitudes are, and that's at convention. What I have always known is this, is that at convention, it always gives you, it takes about 6 months, in my opinion, 6 months off the time for you to hit your major goal. Let's say that your major goal is level one director. Okay, now let's say at level one director, let's say you're making at least $10,000 a month. I want you to look at this as a business person. I'm not in network marketing. I'm in a business here. Make a business decision here. So if it's going to take 6 months off the time for you to go director, it's going to cost you $100, $150. Let's say your total cost of going to convention is around $500. And I don't care if you got to sleep in a room with 22 other people. I used to do the same thing. They used to put me in the bathtub. That was the only other place that they had room. I should sleep in the bathtub. But if it costs you $600, and then going director 6 months earlier is going to put $10,000 in your pocket 6 months earlier, then that's 6 months of making 10 grand. That means that you are going to save $60,000 or make $60,000 by going to a $600 convention. And, James, you know what? I have never gone to a bank and say, here's $600, and I want $60,000 back. That's the only way I've been able to do it is through network marketing. And so for me, it is a must. It's not a question of am I going. Your upline should not even have to ask, are you going to be there? They should ask, when are you arriving? And I always arrive early, and I'm always the last one to leave, and that's my philosophy. But you got to get to convention. It's like when you went to college, I can guarantee you this. They did not promote you if you did not come and take your final exams. You could have went to every class you wanted to. See, going to class is just making sure that you show up on these calls and go to the briefings and things of that nature. But taking that final exam is convention. So you got to go and take that final exam. And that's why you got to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm bringing a herd of folk. And don't only go. And I'll close out with this, Jay. Don't only go to the convention. But, see, most people make a decision to come to the convention. Very few people come to the convention to make a decision. Be the person that's going to make a decision when you get there. Already have an agenda for what you want to get out of convention. That's how I get the edge on most people. Most people come and they want to see the ooh and the ah and the Statue of Liberty. That's great. I love all of Lady Liberty and I love all of that stuff. But see, I've already written down 50 different things that I'm going to get, and I got my top five things that I'm going to get from this convention. So when I walk out of there, I'm going in with purpose and I'm coming out with results, and that's how I get the edge, Dave.
Man, Roland, I'm excited about what we've got coming up this weekend. I'm excited about the Harvest of Twinkiethon, a telethon, presentation after presentation to help you grow your business. Holton, I want to invite you to participate on that. Harvest of Twinkiethon, you know, the door is always open. We'll just welcome you to that. And anybody you want to tap into that, man, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of seats available on that call for this explosive event happening right there on your telephone, ladies and gentlemen. We're rolling. Our time has gotten away. I just want to make sure that I pass the baton to you to close this call like you do each and every day, Roland.
Oh, James, I would love to, man, but, you know, with an icon like Holton Bugs on the call, I would like to pass the baton back to him to close the call. But before I do that, Holton, I'd like to go ahead and just elaborate more on that final exam. Just as Holton said, man, come take your final exam, and we put something together called Get on the Bus. This is your opportunity. You either make excuses or you can make money, but you can't do both. So here's your opportunity. We put together a form. I talked to James and Rick Ricketts, so we put together a bus charter, and this is where it's going. It's a round-trip bus fare to convention that includes 4 days hotel with breakfast and along with the convention registration. All of that for a little bit over $300, guys. Payment is needed as soon as possible to secure your spot on the bus. I made the announcement the other day. We already have one bus already filled up here in the South Florida area. New Jersey is filling up quick, but I'm going to give you the information. If you want to get on the bus and take your final exam, get your belief level up, you got to get to convention right away. So no more excuses. For $315, that's your round-trip bus fare, that's 4 days at a hotel with breakfast, that's convention registration. You can't beat that with a stick. And for those who are interested, we're trying to see if we're going to do another bus here in South Florida, another bus in Jersey area, New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, where if you want to hear in South Florida, the email, I want you to put on a subject matter on the email, put get on the bus, and you're going to email it to Victorious Agent. That's Victor, I-O-U-S, Agent, A-G-E-N-T, at USA.net. And if you're interested in the New Jersey area, you're going to send it to Marshall Webb at My Web Getaways. That's My Web, like Spider Web, Getaways, plural, G-E-T-A-W-A-Y-S, at Hotmail.com. So get on the bus. Remember, $315 is your complete trip to the convention. Well, Hotel, I'm going to pass the baton back to you and go ahead and close the call like we know you can.
Well, you know, man, I'll tell you, first of all, I appreciate both of you guys having me on this call. It's an honor and a privilege, and just to see what you guys are doing for your group, making sure that there's no excuses that everybody gets to convention. And guys, you just got to go out there and do it. You know, I think I've said enough. You get it every day. It's nothing new that I'm telling you on this call. I mean, the same, you know what, nothing that you hear from me, nothing that you hear from any speakers is unique. We all have gotten it from somebody else. And so I don't have any original thoughts. I've just gone out there and learned from some of the best of the best, and you have the best of the best. Okay, with James Pruitt, you've got the best of the best of Rolling Our Tours and the rest of your upline directors that you have on this call, and we definitely have the best in YTB and Coach. And the last thing I'll say is this. All you need to do is go out there and work like it depends on you and pray like it depends on God, and you will be at the top of the charts. We'll see you guys at the top. Appreciate you guys.
All right. To all my guests out there listening on Blog Talk Radio this morning as we brought up the Jet Set Morning Call, hey, you heard some fabulous, exciting information, and as you heard what Holton said was that, you know, it was 17 years of other experience that allowed him to be able to do what he needed to do in 43 days. He left from making $100,000 a month to sign up and get involved in this company. So that ought to tell you something. You know, for folk that's scratching their head trying to figure out, you know, what does YTB have to offer, a person leaves from making $100,000 a month to sign up in a company. So it ain't no fly by night. So to all of my guests out there that's listening to Blog Talk and, you know, want to know more and, you know, interested in, you know, how they can tap into this and how they can, you know, I've gotten emails from people who said, you know, hey, I understand, you know, that you're using this vehicle to do your work that you're doing with youth to raise money for your youth development, and how can I help? Well, hey, you heard how you can help. You know, by you getting involved in the business, you also would help us with our cause in terms of being able to reach our youth and be able to help them, because this is the vehicle that we're using to fund Movements Unlimited. So to my guests out there that are tuned in this morning through this Blog Talk connection, please give me a call at 252-212-0281 if you want to find out ways in which you can plug in to this fabulous opportunity. And again, basically the opportunity allows you to have your own online travel booking site. We do more than market travel, though, and we're going to be bringing the Harvest is Plenty on this weekend on Blog Talk Radio through our site, Home-Based Business 101, from 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m., 4 hours of testimony, and it's a telethon, you know, and we hope to, you know, we can get some people signed up so we can really push this agenda as school is about to start, and we got some big projects to work on with our young people, and so we're pushing what we need to do in this company to raise the money that we need so that we can reach these young folk out here. So, hey, again, phone number is 252-212-0281. Please give me a call so we can talk. Have a wonderful and blessed day. I thank you for listening, and I just thank you for keeping your mind open. And even if you're not particularly interested, you might know someone that's interested in earning an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, or someone that might be looking for a career change. Please pass this information on to them. You might know someone that's about to go on a vacation and, you know, looking to get their vacation package together. Please pass my information on to them. They can we can help them with their travel, and that's another way to benefit our young people. With all of that said, hey, have a great, wonderful day. And join us tonight at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101, as we do the YTB Travel Party Show. Until then, God bless you.